Hello, everyone. From the CNN Center in Atlanta, here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The Pentagon's plan to shoot down a failing spy satellite today may not happen because of bad weather. A Pentagon official says that high seas in the North Pacific is creating an obstacle for the Navy ship that would fire the missile when the first opportunity opened tonight. The satellite's carrying about 1,000 pounds of fuel that could release a cloud of toxic gas if it hits the Earth. So far, no plans have been made to scrap tonight's mission. Meanwhile, the Atlantis space shuttle landed in Florida safely this morning after its latest mission to the International Space Station. The 7-member crew helped deliver and set up a new European space lab. NASA will now shift focus to next month's Endeavour mission. March 11th, Endeavour is scheduled to return to the space station and deliver parts from a Japanese and Canadian space lab. President Bush is in Ghana today. It's one of his last stops before returning from his trip to Africa. Before he leaves, he wants to make one thing clear. He is not in Ghana to bring a military base to the African country. So where did all the rumors come from? The U.S. military has been talking about moving its AFRICOM regional command to Africa, but according to a command spokesman, Africans had reservations about it, so it will remain in Germany. The military is restricting the movement of U.S. troops and their families in Okinawa indefinitely. The move comes after a U.S. serviceman on the island was accused of raping a 14-year-old girl. That Marine has not been charged. The military calls the restrictions a day of reflection for service members to think about their conduct overseas. The country's prime minister calls the alleged rape unforgivable. You might want to keep an eye on the skies tonight. If the weather's good enough, you could be able to see a total lunar eclipse visible across North America. It is the last lunar eclipse until the year 2010. Those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.